Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Charles Hood is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Charles is a new friend. Charles had a long career in advertising and marketing as an executive, as a business owner, and he retired from that and then started his own, another company that had a patented product that he sold to Walmart, and that created an interesting story that he's here to tell us about. It's chronicled in his new book, Walmart's Egonomics. It's all about the greed behind the smiley face. He says we can call him Chuck. Chuck Hood, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you here. So you were an ad guy, a marketing guy for several decades. You retired from that. Started your own another company that offered this product that allowed shoppers to calculate and to add up all their products they were buying while they were shopping, right?
That's correct.
And it's a patented product. And you offered this to Walmart in 20 years ago, didn't you?
That's right.
So what happened?
Right.
What happened
after
that?
Yesterday.
What happened after that?
Just for your listeners' benefit, what it was a shopper's calculator, which is a calculator that was mounted on the handles of the shopping carts.
Most of us have seen that area.
We were in all the Walmarts.
Yeah, yeah.
Many of your listeners probably saw it.
Yeah, I've seen it myself. And so, your deal with Walmart was not that they bought your product. You had a kind of a barter relationship with them, didn't you?
We had a relationship at the outset. We paid them $2,000 a store to be in there, and we basically kept the ad revenues. Then we shifted that to a point where we assumed all of the expense and gave them 60% of the ad revenues.
Yeah. Now, is this because did this relationship change because it was a good deal for you, or because they put pressure on you to change?
Well, it changed for a number of reasons. As you mentioned, I was in the ad agency business, and going back to the early 80s, my agency was actually asked to produce an ad campaign for Walmart because at that time they were accused of importing too many of the products. So they called on us, asked us to produce an ad campaign that said basically everything they bought was made in America. Well, 2 weeks after we broke that campaign, the Wall Street Journal did an expose saying, hey, over half their goods come from China and other third world countries. We were called down there and immediately said, hey, cancel the campaign. And at that time, I asked the question, well, let me ask you this. Is the Wall Street Journal right or are you right? And the response was, hey, we're right, but cancel that thing as soon as you can.
Huh.
And that was really my first taste of how they do business.
Right, right. So then you do business with them with your shopper calculator.
That's correct.
So that didn't turn out well, right? That relationship didn't turn out well. Tell us what happened.
Not at all. And it was purely because of their greed. I will tell you some real quickly. I'll give you some facts that we did so much testing. We did about $1 million worth of research on the effectiveness of the calculators. Across the board, we averaged an increase of in excess of 28.6%. Of increase in advertised product sales.
Mm-hmm.
We also, their customers
for the benefit of Walmart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Any product that was advertised on the calculator had an average increase in excess of 28%.
Right, okay.
The customers, and as Walmart told us, they didn't really care what they thought, but we did a survey to find out what the customers thought, and we asked them to rate the helpfulness of the service on a scale of 1 to 10. The Nielsen company did the study, and it came back at an 8.6 out of 1 to 10. I'd
right.
hope we'd get a 5 to 6.
Right.
Walmart
so,
said that.
So what, where was the problem? How did you and Walmart get sideways?
Well, they just kept wanting more money.
Uh-huh.
They didn't care what the calculator did. They wanted more money. And
so they weren't really disputing the effectiveness. They just wanted into your pocket more and more.
That's right. That's exactly
which
right.
Which is a story that I've heard before. There's a story like this with Vlasic Pickles. I personally know a man who owned a company. I've been in his factory. That he called on Walmart. They did some business with him. They did more business with him. And eventually they put him out of business because they kept trying to squeeze him down on price, which is what they did with Vlasic, which is what they did with you.
Right. That's correct.
All right.
So they've driven any number of manufacturers out of business just for that very reason.
Right.
And I know one company that started business with them. They actually got up to doing 70% of their business with Walmart, and finally they crowded them so much on price, they forced them to go overseas and start their manufacturing
right.
facility.
Well, I've been telling these stories for probably at least 10 years of where, and warning people. I've had other people on the show, Chuck, before you, probably at least 10 years ago, warning people, look, if you're going to do business with Walmart, be sure to not let them become more than 50% of your customer base, of your sales revenue, because which is what I think you would agree would be pretty good advice, even if you do business with them.
No question about it.
Now, you sued them and won, right?
That's correct.
But after you sued them, you continue to do business with them.
Well, part of the suit, it was settled. We sued them for $40 million. And we actually, at that time, had about a $23 million investment in calculators across the country.
Wow.
And owed a lot of people a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
But they settled it in less than 9 months for 23.6, which allowed us to pay off the banks.
Which basically got you out of business, but you had already lost your company.
Well, at that point in time, we got a new start, a fresh start, if you
yeah.
will. And so we got a fresh contract. We were one of their new partners, and the terms of the contract were that we would give them 60% of the ad revenues,
mm-hmm.
and we would keep 40, and
mm-hmm.
then we'd take all the expenses. But we were told early on that they would seek revenge for filing a lawsuit.
Hmm.
And they did.
And
no
they
question
did.
About it, because it almost immediately, even though we had a new contract, we began to get calls from some of the advertisers saying, hey, Walmart told us not to do that program anymore, so we have to cancel our
retribution.
Contract.
Retribution, yeah.
Exactly.
And folks, the book is called Walmart's Egonomics, Always, The Greed Behind the Smiley Face. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit, maybe a different spin about Walmart after these messages. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.